We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tyreek Hill's asking, who we drafting tonight? I don't know, Cheetah.
Big ugly.
Do you think Tyreek Hill, if they draft a fast guy, he's going to be like, all right.
No.
Or you think he'll welcome him in?
I think he'll welcome him in.
Interesting. What's going on, Tommy?
I was thinking, hey, Daddy.
Yeah?
Let's do a bet.
What do you want to bet? Godzilla. You want action?
Godzilla.
Well, what does that mean?
That we're going to see who knows about Godzilla more.
I got to figure this out. Like, I don't know what that just means. I mean, like, you've been watching like every Godzilla movie known to man.
Have you been hanging out with Marcos? That sounds like a Marcos game show.
He loves game shows, but he's also been watching like every Godzilla movie with his grandfather. He loves Godzilla versus King Kong, King Kong Skull Island. We talked about your letter to Universal, mm-hmm. where you got Universal to respond to build a King Kong themed theme park.
That was a great letter, by the way.
It was a great letter. You're a man making moves.
Hey, how did they know about this?
I told them.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Your son's called you a snitch.
He is calling me a... Are you calling me a snitch?
Yes.
That's ridiculous, dude.
You snitchy, witchy, titchy, bitchy.
Whoa! I don't think he knows what that means, but...
I'm not dumping it. I'm leaving it.
Nah, it's an adorable rhyme. Why do you have to...
Hey.
Oh, man.
What?
As I've always said,
yep.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
The silly sauce doesn't flow far from the river. That is true. All right, man.
What is wrong? I think you know what spot. You know what needs to be saved.
Hmm?
They don't call you that.
Somebody already tweeted out the video. They already tweeted out the video of him ratting me out. They called. Listen, they don't. I don't even remember what the nickname was that I called myself.
You called yourself.
I don't remember either. He just knew. He just told you he was lying immediately.
I was too shook by him calling me out for my action.
You said you wore tight shoes. No, what you said people call you tight shoes. Nobody calls you that.
Tight shoes. I mean, they're kind of comfortable right now. I don't know what going on.
So are we going to do the bet or not?
I got to figure it out. I got to figure out how I'm going to do this because I don't feel like it's a very fair bet. Like, you know, Godzilla knowledge. Yours is very strong on that. So
hey,
yours
Tommy,
is really weak.
Don't ask him about Godzilla and don't ask him about hockey.
Oh yeah, about hockey. How come we're talking about basketball when a hockey game was on the same day as a basketball?
Are you excited game? About the Panthers tonight? We're gonna watch the Panthers game tonight.
Yeah. So why aren't we talking about this?
We can talk about this. I will agree with you on a day with a Panthers playoff game, and you love the Panthers. The Panthers are your favorite. We probably should have been talking more Panthers and more NFL draft. To be honest, I have been a greedy Heat pig today. I've been a very greedy
told
fan.
Told you so.
I can't believe this, ladies and gentlemen. To see the accountability
yep.
that Brendan Wait. Tobin takes when Tommy's
said,
there.
He doesn't
I
miss anything.
You said this. Oh, he's going in on you.
He doesn't miss anything.
All the things you go off and talk about.
This kid remembers everything that I say. It's very frustrating yet adorable.
So do I.
why?
Nah. Hey, Dad.
You just
hey,
said, Daddy. Nope, that's not what I said.
What?
Hey, Daddy.
Yes.
I'm better than you.
Oh, wow. He called you out already. He said he's better than you.
That's how it's going to be, huh?
Yeah.
That's how it's going
to
be?
You need to figure out, Tommy.
All right.
You
Let's see who's the better Tobin here.
Oh!
You're the better Tobin?
Oh! You're
the better Tobin? I'm the way better Tobin than you are.
No, way.
Tommy!
This is ridiculous.
No way.
How dare you say that?
I'm the best Tobin here. I know more God delivered you. I know more than anything.
Okay, dude. Yeah, whatever. I brought you into this world. You know that?
No. Technically... Technically, you did.
There's no you without me. I'm the better Tobin.
Technically, you're not a girl, so you didn't bring me into this.
Oh.
I'm surprised he even knows.
Wait,
he boxed me in.
Boxed
you in.
Loser.
Damage is done.
Oh, man.
Damage is not done.
Do you want to,
You got
punched in. Damage is not done, people. Whoever clicked that button, damage is not done.
You didn't, you kind of hurt your dad there, Tommy.
Listen, you kind of hurt him. You did hit me with the damage. That's true. Do you want to give away some tickets to people?
For what?
Never mind.
For the best Tobin.
For being the best Tobin, we can give a prize away to some people.
How old are you, Tommy?
8.
You're 8?
Yep.
Caller number 8.
Caller 8 right now, 305-567. 0560, get some Luke Bryan tickets. He's going to be at the I Think Financial Amphitheater. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560 is the contest line. 305-567-0560. Caller 8 wins a pair of tickets to Luke Bryan. Quickly, headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car show or Palmetto Ford? Can you say we know trucks?
Dude.
Just say we know trucks.
We know trucks.
Thank you.
But just say you want the tickets.
I will. They're calling right now. Headlines, Heat of the Best, Draft Night, Panthers tonight, 7 o'clock on WQAM.
Dude, stop talking about the Heat. Stop talking.
Never. Never.
Stop talking about the Heat.
Do you know how much you
it's
talk about
Panthers
God?
Panthers night.
You know, it is Panthers night. But,
so stop talking about the Heat.
We got to talk about what happened last night. And then we'll talk about the Panthers tomorrow when they kick the Lightning's ass.
Yeah.
All right, get out of here. You know what? I'm banning you from the show.
Never.
Bye.
Hey.
He's out of here. I just kicked you out. Take a break. Back after this.
Never.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
15 minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Start the new year in a new ride with no payments for 90 days. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
The heat is on. Ah. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2. Someone's got to unmute Vlad. Vlad, can you unmute yourself on StreamYard if you don't mind so Leroy can hear us? There we go. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover law firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right. Because we got that northerly breeze and the humidity is low, it's going to feel cooler, but that's just because of lack of humidity. The wind is still coming from the north, northeast at about 15 miles an hour. And I would say it's about 82 degrees, 83 degrees. But again, it feels a lot cooler because there's no humidity.
Damn it, he's right again.
He's good. He's 83, good.
It's 83 degrees. The air quality index is 58%. It's 58. 46% humidity.
He's a golfer.
He's a golfer.
Put it this way. In comparison,
and the wind's
Vegas,
blowing out 11 miles.
Vegas, Arizona is probably 10% humidity.
Yeesh, if even.
And then in the summer, it gets up to the 80 and 90% humidity. Right now, it should be 75, 80% humidity in April. So the fact that it's in the 40s, yeah, you're getting a break.
Well, tonight, your schedule for NBA action.
A lot of basketball tonight.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I thought they would have ducked the draft, to be honest with
they
you.
They never ducked the draft.
They don't? I feel like they have
no.
ducked
they
the draft.
They never
the
ducked
past.
The draft.
We've always, remember, we've always had to switch sometimes between Heat and the draft.
Well, tonight you got Cavs Magic. Cavaliers are up 2-0 in that series, the NBA TV series.
That's, yes, that's, every game will be on NBA TV.
Tonight, though, probably.
The Cavs or the Magic play?
The doubleheader is good. You got Knicks and 76ers, and of course, 76ers, they're going to do anything. They got to win this game. They are 5.5-point favorites tonight at home. 7:30 is your tip. And then tonight, I'm very curious to watch Nuggets Lakers because
Lakers let one go.
Lakers let one go. And
Lakers let two go.
They have lost to this team 10 straight times.
And it's a nasty 10.
What was worse? The game that the Lakers let slip or the way that Philly let that game slip?
Philly.
Because, yeah.
Philly was like rebounds, like, you know, look, Jamal Murray.
You gave two shots out of three at the end.
Yeah.
Right? Which is crazy. All you got to do is get a damn rebound.
Well, I mean, there's so much more. You didn't even
you
inbound the ball.
You got guys rolling around on the floor. You threw the ball away.
You didn't inbound the ball. You didn't call timeouts, all of that. The Lakers situation, I mean, LeBron had an open jumper, rattled in and out. Murray had a jumper, and it went in. So that's just a game of just, you know, makes and miss. Philadelphia was nasty because you had a 5-point lead with 35 seconds left.
Right.
All you have to do is rebound, inbound the ball, box out.
Inbound the ball, they're going to foul you.
Box out. Just do all of that.
And then tonight on the ice, the Panthers get going 7 o'clock. You can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. 630.
You know what I like about hockey?
Panthers preview.
You can always get a period, maybe a period and a half before any other thing starts. Right? So NBA start like 7:40.
Yep.
Right? The draft starts at 8.
Bing, 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 bing.
Right. So you're going to get a period and a half before you even have to wonder what the hell else is going on. And to be honest, down here, the Panthers game could be over by the time you draft.
Sergei Bobrovsky in net tonight, according to Jameson Olive. He says that from Paul Maurice. No surprise there. Ryan Lomberg still out with an illness. So no Lamborghini. It's in the garage for tonight.
What about Bennett?
Bennett, see, there was like conflicting reports.
He left too. Because
I saw one where they were like, it's not as bad as they thought it was. And then there were some that were saying it was going to be weeks, you know? So I don't know what the status is. It seems like but they're not going to have him tonight. So,
you know what sucks about hockey? No, when you get hurt, you still got to skate off the ice. Very rarely do you see the stretcher come out and get him.
Bro.
Right?
Yeah.
So no matter what's wrong with you, you skating off the ice.
Paul Maurice said yesterday he's out, quote, at least a week. But I think there were even some reports that it could be a multiple week injury with his wrist. So
it's like a Jimmy thing.
Sucks with him because he's good. He's good, Sam Bennett. So the Panthers will have to figure it out. They've been, but thankfully they're very deep. We've talked to our boy Dwork about this. Very deep team. They've had other guys who could step up, and most importantly, you know, they got to keep playing that disciplined game. If we could avoid double minors, so I don't have to wait 4 minutes on a power play. I don't know if I could take that again.
Good. Is that crazy?
Because what I don't need to happen tonight is a third period. You let the Lightning go on the power play while the Dolphins are on the clock. If possible, when that happens, I'm going to be like,
I'm telling you, the game is going to be almost over.
What if it goes to overtime?
Yeah, but still, think about it. It starts at 7. The draft starts at 8. You got 15 minutes between each pick. And so you do that 20 times. That's 300. No, is it 10 minutes?
I think it's 10 minutes.
I feel
like they cut it a while
10 minutes.
Ago.
So that's 210 minutes, which is 3 hours.
Plus you got to do some Taco Bell commercials.
3 hours plus, right? Yeah, but that don't change the time, jackass.
Fair point.
They go to commercial while so-and-so's on the clock. And then you ever notice they won't even go up to the podium until they get back from commercial.
How bad? Game ops. I feel like Detroit's going to boo the holy hell out of Roger Goodell tonight.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, wait. I'm going to go with the – every place they had to draft this booed him.
I feel like Detroit is going to have a little extra, you know. They should bring – you know what? You know, here's what he should do. If I was Goodell – now, he probably can't do this because I imagine that he's in the war room. But if he really wanted to do a good move, he brings Man Campbell out with him. That gets the stink off you.
No. Bring Barry and Calvin Johnson. You're good.
That's fair. You can bring a couple legends.
You got to bring – yeah.
He's already tried to do commercials with Eminem, and I'm not buying it.
Between Barry Sanders and Calvin, you can't find two, like, staples of, like, just
– do you feel like they go to the war room,
good
Cam?
Good people, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Do you feel like we go to the war room, Cam, and, like, in the back, Man Campbell's doing up-downs?
I tell you what, by the way, you know when you know you're getting old? I got a text from Consumer Cellular.
I'd like to be in the Dolphins war room tonight, and the Dolphins are like, you know, Chris Greer is thrilled because, you know, they have the lineman fall to them, and he's like, yes, didn't think we were going to get the dude from Duke, and Mike McDaniel's like, hey, let's just have a talk over these 10 minutes, huh? He goes, what do you mean, Mike? You know who we're going to take. Right, but what if, just hear me out, we get another fat guy later, and we take the really fast guy now?
No, because here's why, and I keep explaining this to you. This is why you have to play the draft, okay? There's more fast guys than there are fat guys. So if you have an opportunity to get a fat guy, you get a fat guy because fast guys are going to be available. How many times do I have to say that to you?
Don't talk to me.
It's
talk to the
supply
coach.
And demand.
What do you think? But you know the coach. The coach likes his toys.
Guess what? He's not making the decision.
He's got to have some input, you know. Like, you know,
he's got input.
What if he rocks paper scissors, Chris Greer for him?
Can I just say this? I would almost guarantee. I would be willing to make a wager on this. That if presented the question, Mike, who's going to help us win a championship sooner? He would go with protecting Tua than getting another fast guy.
I don't know about McDaniel. Look, dude, I think he likes fast more than fat.
You say, but what if here? What if there's more fast guys in the draft? That's my point. It's deep at wide receiver, not deep at offensive lineman.
But you saw
if
that.
If you get a chance to get an offensive lineman, you're not going to get another chance.
We all saw that look that he gave Worthy. We all saw that pro look that he gave him.
That's great. If Worthy is available, he will not draft him. Now, let me clarify this by saying this. okay? If there's three first-round grades or four first-round grades for offensive linemen, right, and one doesn't fall to you because they get taken up early, now we having a different discussion. You understand what I'm saying? That's why you got to play the draft to say, oh, I hope he does this, I hope he does that, and then all hell breaks loose at the top of the draft. You might end up with a player that you never thought you could get.
Schmiedman says, bring out Orlovsky. Yeah, that's a move. What if you bring out somebody who might get booed louder than him? Well, Detroit, what about
the – Hey, he might fall off the stage because he don't know how wide it is. I'll tell you what. Wait, but we can't even make fun of him no more. Somebody else did it.
Yeah, but you don't remember that guy.
No, it was
Exactly, but you'll always remember Orlovsky.
Yeah, because it just
he's the OG.
He looked like a doofus.
I think it actually happened twice. I think it happened. Didn't somebody really good do it recently?
Wasn't it the dude from San Francisco?
What? Going to back?
Running out of the back of the end zone.
Hold on, you keep talking. Last quarterback
to run the back of the end zone.
To run. Watch.
Who was pulled in Orlovsky? We all know. Seems like a really nice guy. Let's see. Gardner Minshew did it.
That would be, yeah.
Gardner Minshew did it this year.
Look, guess what? You know what's crazy?
But you're right. It was Garoppolo with the 49ers. He also did it.
He did do it. Okay, yeah.
It was Garoppolo and Gardner Minshew.
Right.
That being said.
But guess what?
We had to research that. We know Orlovsky.
Hey, no. Google didn't give a damn. I even put the last quarterback to do it, and they still bring up Dan Orlovsky. Every different way. They even gave his career stats all the way back to high school and then say, but ran out of bounds.
It's what he's most known for. It's like Mark Sanchez. Like, you could say that he was there to two conference butt championships. Fumble. Everybody knows he's the butt fumble guy. It's right. Just tough. It's the way that it is. I don't
That's
make
just
the
like,
rules.
Who's the quarterback that knocked himself out?
Oh, Trent Green.
Gus Frerotte?
Gus Frerotte. I'm sorry. Got Dolphins quarterbacks. Yeah, that makes sense. It was Gus Frerotte. Yeah. Gave himself the Tweety Birds.
Yeah. Is there anything else? I'm trying to think. Like, yeah, I can't think of.
Other things that quarterbacks have done?
Right.
I mean, I was at the game.
All I can remember is Peyton Manning giving up a safety on the first play of the Super Bowl.
I was at the game that Tim Tebow won by completing three passes.
Oh, that had to be the worst.
Beat the Dolphins.
Like, because here's why. Because they praised Tim Tebow for his three passes like he had just won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, you want to talk about how they treat Tatum? How did they treat Tim Tebow?
Didn't DJ Williams have, like, a scoop and score in that game in overtime? And, like, they didn't even talk to him. He said, because we did the show with him, and he's like, nobody even talked to me. Everybody wanted to talk to Tebow. He completed three passes. Right. Take a break. Final segment coming on up. Back after this.
And the winner's Hove, my man. Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all this cash. Okay. Boys in blue who agree before the badge. Okay. The first pusher who ever made the stash. Okay. The rock boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh,
all right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. People wanted to know, they wanted to get a story from Tommy before we get out of here. It was Take Your Kid to Work Day today. Appreciate Odyssey. They had a scavenger hunt today. We got some free toys kind of deal. I don't know. We got a squish ball, which was cool.
Looked like you got free projectiles.
We have been messing around and throwing that ball around today. It's been fun. But he was actually asking, you remember the monster ball that we had, Leroy, in the old studio, the dragon one?
I'm pretty sure it was a dragon, not a monster.
Yeah, I think you're right. Talk closer to the mic so we can all hear you.
Anyway,
it was closer to it. Was it a dragon or was it a monster?
Dragon.
Okay, my bad.
Anyways, so I was looking at the comments, and I heard that one person want to hear of how my dad messed up when he got when I wanted a Stanley.
We don't have to. I mean, you don't have to rat me out like
too
that.
Bad.
Like, okay, so I didn't mean to not get you a Stanley C. Panther that one time at the Panthers game, though. Like, if you remember, what I said was.
Be quiet.
Okay, go ahead. Say how you thought it happened.
So we were at the Panthers game, and the Panthers won, I think. Or
they were playing the Lightning. It was a preseason game,
did
and we walked.
Did they win or lose?
No, they lost.
Oh,
they lost.
So they lost.
They lost. I think 4-3. But you were.
But in the beginning of it, but before the game started, someone promised me he would get me a Stanley at the end of the game.
Yep.
But then when it was at the end of the game, all the Stanleys were out.
I didn't think that they were going to sell out of Stanley C. Panthers in a preseason game.
Stanley's a popular mascot. You should know that.
I know. Well, I know because you didn't let me forget about it for a year. You kept saying, because every promise that I would make you, I always try and keep my promises.
What did he say? Are you going to do it like Stanley C. Panther?
Yeah, every single time that I messed up, he goes, this is just like when you promised me a Stanley C. Panther. I'm sorry.
Did you ever get Stanley C. Panther?
Yes, I did.
He did. The next year, he got a Stanley C. Panther.
Wait a whole year?
What? We didn't go to any games, dude. I apologize.
He promised, but he broke his promise.
I didn't. I really thought it was a sound strategy because here's what I thought. I'm like, I thought we walk in. It's a madhouse Pantherland. I love Pantherland. It's a great store. There's a lot of cool stuff there, but it's very crowded.
$700 sweatshirt.
I know you did, but it's very crowded before the games. So I tried to do the old, I'll get it on the way out, right? And I messed up because there were no Panthers left.
You know why, Tommy?
Why?
Because all of the other dads, when their kid said, I wanted a Stanley C. Panther, their dad went and waited in line.
You know what, dude? You don't have to do me like that, Leroy. I got you the Stanley C. Panther, and you got a Victor E-Rat.
Hey, Leroy. Hey.
What's up?
You want to know what this is? I actually kind of like doing this. Leroy!
It's just like.
I love the fact. But you also have.
Wait, you want to know what I like doing more?
What?
Yes. Brandon Tobin.
But you can't do that around the house the rest of the day, though.
Too bad.
All right, get the bricks.
Okay.
Well, we gotta finish this thing up. Thank you. You did fantastic today, by the way. The people love you.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I'm leaving now.
All right, see you, man. There you go. Tommy Tobin. He did a great job today.
Always leave ahead. Always leave ahead. Ahead.
Always leave him wanting more.
Question.
Yep.
He's going to be just like you, right? Because he got on grown folks' headsets already, and he's 8.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had seen Tobin as a child. If you ever wanted to know what Tobin was like as a child, we are witnessing it right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
I have to give special shout-out to Mama Tobin.
But the only other thing, here's the only kicker, though. You're an only child.
Yep.
So it was even worse.
Yep. I would say, and then, his sister's she and him, they have their, I didn't know sibling rivalry until I witnessed the sibling rivalry between him and his sister.
It's a real thing.
It's a thing.
It's a real thing.
And Sophia, she tries to get away with murder, with him. She blames everything on him. She's always trying to beat him up, and, he's like, this is enough. But it's adorable. They do love each other. They do love each other. Except when she does the thing, which is watch Ricky, Nikki, Dickie, and Dawn on his profile on Disney Plus or Netflix, whatever. Is it on Netflix or Disney Plus? Netflix.
What is that?
It's a Disney show. It's basically like
a Netflix show.
Yeah, it's a Netflix show, but it's
like a Disney show.
Exactly. It's about quadruplets. So, Stunt Steve says, Tobin's an only child? Makes sense. What the hell does that mean?
He did explain that you remember when you said you always looking for attention?
Yeah.
That's what single
is that
child.
Why,
I
never thought about that.
Yeah, that's why you know.
We're
connecting
the dots here.
So this is therapeutic for me?
This is, a lot. This today, has explained so much.
Interesting.
That's true.
It's explained so much, and now I can understand, and I understand thoroughly now the way you think, why you think the way you do, why you do the things you do. It all makes sense.
Well, look, that may be true, but the thing that we can't lose sight of right now is the Miami Heat have home court advantage against the Celtics right now, and they're going to bring them into this building, and they're going to take this series lead, and we're going to – if you thought we made Boston mental today, wait until this weekend, dude, because we are in for a party. You know why? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. You want to know what the thing is, J-Fig?
I too.
These Boston Celtics think that a fluke just happened to them. That's what they think. They think, oh, they hit a record amount of threes, never going to happen again. So they're not going to take accountability. And what's going to happen is they're about to get hit with
Remind you of anyone?
No, not really. They're not taking accountability. And the problem with that is when you don't take accountability, you get hit with the tax bill. And Spo is here, and he's ready to audit Joe Mazzulla. And he doesn't realize it. Joe Mazzulla's not up for the case. He's not. He's too young. He's too deer in headlights. He wasn't even coaching the team last year. I mean, Al Horford was. Now, everybody's saying, oh, Joe Mazzulla, did he get enough respect? We love Joe Mazzulla. Now, Joe, you got to make what we like to call in the game adjustments. Are you up for the task? You got 2 days. But the problem is, you're going up against the chess master, and he's got 2 days too. So you know what the formula is. Tonight, the boys go to Han. The next day, they practice. And then the next day, they kick your butt. That's what they do.
There's no Han here.
Well, whatever the equivalent to Han is down here. You know, whatever the spot is. Just bring Nico to a place he definitely shouldn't be at.
With that look. I need that look.
So he can give you that sheepish look.
That look like...
I
think somebody took my picture. I'm not 21.
What's today, Thursday? Or today's the first day of the weekend in most spots.
Because it's
South Florida. No, it's not a long weekend. It's just
ladies' night, though, Thursday.
Is it Wednesday night? I thought late.
No, Wednesday night is
Wednesday
night,
ladies' night.
Oh, Wednesday night's ladies' night. All right.
Thursday night is college night. So it might be good for Nico.
Well, Nico.
It literally looks like somebody photoshopped him in the club.
Right? It does.
I know exactly. That look is
it looks like somebody photoshopped him in the club.
That look is the exact look I had when I snuck into AJ Rocks when I was with my Barry ID. The guy's like, this is all you got? I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right, whatever. Snuck right in.
Hey, you know what? The funny thing about being in New Orleans, if you got money to buy drinks,
they don't even ask.
Don't even ask. Mm. Especially if you had a little facial hair. Like, you wouldn't have been able to get in.
What do you mean?
You'd have to go next door and buy a fake
ID. Dude. It's already like back like a wolf today.
How's your eye doing?
I had this in high school, without gray.
It's feeling okay.
Okay.
It's feeling okay.
Any more information, any news from the incident?
From the quack doctor?
Yes.
Nah, I haven't heard anything.
Did you answer her?
Yeah. No, I called her back, J-Fig, that morning.
No, wait, but I'm sick.
Like, when she texted me like a loon and left me a 2-minute voicemail, I called her like when I got back, and she goes, no, I want the address. And I'm like, I don't want you to give back my money. I'm paying my money. I just want you to know you didn't do a good job. But you take the money. It's okay. And because if you wanted to give back the money, just give back the money. Don't tell me, I need 2 weeks to mail out a check. What is this, 1994? Get the hell out of here. You could reverse that immediately. Boom, the money would be in my account if you wanted it to be. But that's fine. I don't want the money back. I just want her to know she stunk. It was worth it.
Are you in the process of looking for a new eye doctor?
I probably should be.
I think you should be.
I probably should
be. Yeah, in case your eye falls out, dummy.
You still have an issue here.
I do have an issue, but I just haven't had time because I've been too busy.
I'm guessing, is the medicine working?
I don't know. It stung yesterday. But I don't have a contact in right now.
It's eye drops?
Yeah.
Those eye drops, man. Whenever you got to get a prescription for eye drops, it always burns.
Yeah, it does. I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, you got to get like, it says like one drop 4 times a day. It's like, well, what is an appropriate amount of drop?
One drop? So is it drop?
Well, because sometimes like, I have, if I squeeze it too hard.
Wait a minute.
If I squeeze it too hard.
Hey,
eye, dummy? You're going to put your own eye out.
I think he doesn't even know how to use a dropper.
Sometimes I'm like Porzingis. I can't even get it into the basket. I'm like, ah, that got my lid.
Really? Well, listen, you can't look straight ahead and try to put eye drops in, jackass.
Noted.
Dude, so let me guess. So you got drops for a week, but you only got drops for 2 days left because you've been dropping them over your face?
Yeah, you nailed it.
To be fair, he probably didn't have his contacts on, so he couldn't see.
Why didn't you get Dee to help you? Yeah, oh, because she can't help you during the day.
I don't know. Like, I didn't feel like I needed my wife's help to put in eye drops.
You should tell Tommy to do it.
Clearly you do.
Ask Tommy to help you.
Your cheek's not swollen but anymore. Putting all the drops on your cheek.
Yeah, but I was halfway, nervous about it because it's like, do I even trust this doctor's input? Like, should I even be taking this medicine? She's clearly unwell.
Wait, but here's the deal, though.
Mm-hmm.
You said it's feeling better.
Yeah, but I think it was going to feel better anyway. I don't know. What did she do?
Go get a doctor, please. Immediately.
What are you doing? So go get it checked.
Well, not today because we got the Panthers and I got the draft. You know, maybe tomorrow, maybe Friday. Friday might be the day.
Yeah, I has to be good for Saturday.
That's true.
Exactly.
Might want to make sure. Yeah, you might want to go right now.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to go into the game on Saturday and have an eye patch on.
Oh, Jesus, no. And start acting like a pirate.
See, that'd be the thing, but it'd be cool to have that because you know what? When we always see those weird reporters during the NBA, like the guy who's like, I got a question for Steven. What if I'm eye patch guy? And then everybody's like, what is this guy with his questions? He's got a pirate.
Yeah, sure
you gotta end every question with an R.
Nikola Jovic. What be your plan here to deal with Porzingis? Coach Spo, how did you make Tatum walk the plank? Matey.
You know what they're going to say. Tobin, will you stop?
I wish you would.
Hey.
He won't.
You're sounding like Billie Eilish.
That's a lot of silly sauce right there, bro.
That is that's
you see how Tommy's trying to tiptoe behind Jason? We can see you, Tommy.
That's our show for today. You want to tell everybody goodbye? That's the end of the show.
Yes, but I got a drive. I want someone to hear this.
No, I don't trust it. I don't trust it.
I don't know this joke.
It was scary.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.